These days, gas money doesn't go very far. Prices have soared to unprecedented levels, and most people remember with envy the days when their finances weren't patrolled around the rising cost of fuel. But despite the despair that comes with watching the numbers increase at the pump and the frustration over its continued climb, Republican members are combating high prices and taking action to relinquish Americans' dependencies on foreign oil. This is nothing new. Republicans have made countless proposals and attempts to alleviate high gas prices. Unfortunately, these efforts have not been matched by the Democratic majority. It's incredibly frustrating that the House spends its time talking on resolutions marking the 225th anniversary of the Treaty of Paris and supporting the goals and ideals of International Year of Sanitation, instead of debating the best way to increase domestic energy supply. Now, these resolutions may be important for highlighting historical events and educational campaigns, but they do not serve the American people well or do anything to lower gas prices. Now, the Republicans lost the majority and the Democrats took control of Congress in 2007. Since that time, gas prices have risen by $1.73 a gallon on average. A year and a half ago, the public was serenaded with the Democrats' promise of energy reform and comprehensive legislation that would bring down the cost of oil. Now, we are entering into the summer months when increased travel and subsequent demand for oil leads to higher gas prices. Where is the plan they promised the American people? Where is their common sense energy plan to bring prices down at the pump? We can no longer afford to have the majority drag their feet on this issue. Starting this week and continuing throughout the entire summer, House Republicans will file a discharge petition each week the House is in session. These petitions will cover energy legislation focused on providing relief for the high gas prices. Now, a discharge petition of the House of Representatives provides a way for members to bring to the floor a measure that is not reported out of a committee. Essentially, it will allow deliberation on important energy policies that the Democratic leadership have tried to stifle. The Republicans introduced a discharge petition on June 10th for H.R. 3089, the No More Excuses Energy Act of 2007. This comprehensive energy bill tackles all of the major topics of the energy debate. New American oil refineries, investment in clean energy sources such as wind, nuclear, and captured carbon dioxide, and the opening of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and America's deep sea energy reserves are just a few of the solutions in this bill that could help and probably will help combat America's dependence on foreign oil. No longer able to withstand the Democratic stalemate, House Republicans are aggressively tackling the energy problem. I signed the discharge petition for H.R. 3089. And plan to do so for every piece of legislation that would reduce our dependence on foreign oil and drive down the price of fuel. That's what I think. What do you think?